should accept it easily. Because they have something that I don't have. They think they're going to make me even greater leader. So they can feel that way. I thought people was greater than me.
American to be in this country,
is that this country was ready to cut out for our nation. I don't think even Africa provides an opportunity for us to realize what we have been denied in the history of our people. And that is the opportunity to grow into our own distinctionality. false modesty is not on you too? And in your dress? If you go out here with Sherwood Falls tights on, showing the prints of your groin, you are a disgraceful slut. That's what you are. That's right. Staying out on the corner, pulling your pants up in the front, and rubbing your zipper in front of people. Those men are very indecent. Very indecent men. Standing out there pulling up his Sherwood Falls tights and rubbing his zipper. Hey, man, what's happening, man? How many you made last night, man? How you business doing, brother?
Falling off the table.
If I'm Muhammad, say, mother, even if your business is falling off the table, if you say, Allah, Akbar, you hear the adhan, you lay that baby and go pray. No, indeed. Even when there was a community of Muslims established, they had their own government. Prophet Muhammad, in certain situations of battle, he said, some pray while others watch.
They eat and pull out of parents and parents and
chicken, the beans and all this stuff, you know, and rice, scary rice and everything. Your stomach is burning and full and hot, you know, and gas.
Walking like this.
Mike Spider.
Consciousness against
giving in to racist tendencies, racist sentiments. So their aim will just kind of maintain a decent, fair human image with you in spite of theology that really supports and feeds racism. So that's not all of it. Do you know what we have to understand? You have to understand the psychology behind racism. You have to understand the tension, not expressed, but tension, killing in the racist taught us. His vicious negative feeling taught us. Now, if their behavior, we see. Now, I don't know how many of you all have really looked at them, you know. A lot of you don't look at you. But I really looked at them. And I'm telling you, I've seen some compassion. So, this disease with racism, that actually the person I was looking at reflected his dead body. Caucasians are just that deep hatred, that deep race hatred, just that deep of hatred and racist hate poison in them for us. That actually the person himself, I look at it, in fact, he drops my own attention to it. And I look at it, good God, man. That person is no more human. And that kind of person can go to shocking extreme to put misery and difficulty into the path of a Belalian. Do you know what I caught one doing? So you all need to know these things. And you don't need to just hear them. You need to write what I said. You need to put it in tablets. You need to spread everything I'm saying. Why as you can. Myself. There was a new theater opened up to us. What I mean by that, the neighborhood has begun to change. And how people they start to go to this theater. A Caucasian man would be defecated in the urine, the man, the male urine bowl. In the male urine bowl. And as he was coming out, I was coming in. And as soon as he saw me, a guilty look, but a hateful look too, a guilt and hate registered in his face, flushed in his face. Guilt and hate. But I looked in there, that's what he had done. Why did he do that? Said, if the niggas come here, I'm gonna make it nasty and uncomfortable for them. When the management see it, they'll think the nasty niggas did it. Don't you know a lot of this reputation we got for mind defacing and destroying things is far from conspiracy against us? Evil. To keep that kind of image on us, they do it. A lot of this destruction of property, they're doing it themselves. Why would you look like moving into their neighborhood? We should resist this thing of moving into Caucasian neighborhood. We should move into a Caucasian neighborhood until our neighborhood was filled up as much as we wanted it to be. Now some areas are filled up too much and need to expand. But let us see if there's room already in our quarters to expand. And then demand of the city not met with ignorance. demand of them that they build decent houses on vacant lots and in bad places of the city, so we will have the houses we are looking for outside, inside, and won't have to go outside. Here is part of the problem. Really, I'm on right now a very sensitive area of the problem. When the Caucasians that know that they are part of this thing, when they see us just moving out of a neighborhood, going right into a new neighborhood that's opened up among them, don't you know they think we are some beautiful people? They say, look, now couldn't they build a nice house in their own block? And if they got a problem, what is it? Want me to tell you what it is? It's not all of it. This ain't all of it. The Malawians, certainly, they want to live among white people. A lot of them want to be white people. They want to be accepted in white society. And they want to forget that they belong to anything else. A lot of them, that's it. But that's not all of it. Some of them go for financial sake. They know if they move into this Caucasian neighborhood, they'll probably stand a better chance of being skipper, not being depreciated. They know also they'll get better consumer treatment. They'll be able to buy stuff and get better breaks. The cost of living won't be as high on them. So that's the motivation. We recognize that. Okay? And they just say, look, it hurts us more to follow this pattern of population shifting and be looked upon as the people just trailing white folks. It makes more sense for us to face the problem of property depreciation in our neighborhood. To force our people to be sensible human beings, to have some kind of social conscience. Don't you know this country will respect us overnight so much? They're raised in their Washington. In his flag, we ask them to raise. Now, red, green, and black. Red, green, and black. The black flag. We got a black bank. You can't even kill your own roaches, though. They would raise a black flag or raise the emblem we have, the Tehran emblem. They would raise anything we had to with.